email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We were talking to Ronan Keating last week or the week before, and he mentioned Stephen Gately and how fond he was of Stephen, and he's still very sad at the passing of Stephen. Good news today for fans of Stephen and his family. Dublin City Councillor Anthony Flynn has announced that a Dublin park is set to be renamed in memory of Boyzone singer Stephen Gately, which is great news, and be more about that in the papers tomorrow. And we thought we'd dig out now Boyzone song just to celebrate. There you go, key to my life. Keith Duffy is on the line. How are you doing, Keith?
Hey Ray, how are you?
I was trying to think of the Boyzone song that Stephen sung the most on, and I think that's it, is it?
Well, Key to My Life was a big one, but his voice was very, you know, recognisable on the likes of Love Me For A Reason and No Matter What.
Yes, yeah.
They were big songs for Ronan. I mean, the sound of Boyzone was obviously Ronan and Stephen, like the majority of the time on the lead vocals, but the B-side of Love Me For A Reason was Daydream Believer by the Monkees, and Stephen's voice was brilliant on that as well,
right,
you know?
Right.
And he also done the soundtrack for Hercules the movie, which was a beautiful song as well.
And which was the one, the Andrew Lloyd Webber song that he sang on? Was that Rome?
No Matter What.
No Matter What, that was it, yeah. It's great news that they're renaming a park after Stephen, isn't it?
I'm absolutely blown away, Ray. Honest to God, I'm delighted. I mean, I try so much in everything I do to try and keep the memory of Stephen alive because, you know, he died way too young. Yeah. He was only coming into his own. You know, he was such a great, great talent coming from Sheriff Street, the inner side of Dublin. You know, it was a huge success story. And, you know, it was so devastating when we lost him nearly 11 years ago. And to think that some councillor somewhere has, you know, put this forward and the Dublin City Council have decided to go ahead with it. You know, it's really, really nice to see. It's lovely to see that, you know, they're taking after their own. I mean, there's so many very successful, talented people out of Ireland that you know, that get international success, but yet they're never celebrated back here at home. And to see that somebody has remembered Stephen, that they've put his name forward for this, it's such a great honour. And you know, as someone that loved him dearly, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm delighted for Margaret, his mother. I'm delighted for his family. I'm delighted for Sheriff Street. It's brilliant. You know, he's infamous now, Ray. He's infamous he's now, and that is just so special, you know.
His name is going to be there forever. It's a 6-hectare park, the Royal Canal Linear Park. It's open 10 years, so it wasn't even around when Stephen was around. It runs alongside Spencer Dock. And the proposal was made by Councillor Anthony Flynn and Christy Burke. Councillor Christy Burke. And Stephen's mother, Margaret, who you mentioned, has given her blessing for the park to be renamed after her son. She said she would love if that happened and would be so proud if it was to happen. It's a move that shows the area never forgets.
What's the official title, Ray?
Stephen Gately Park. Stephen Gately Park. Yeah, Stephen Gately Park. There
wow,
you go.
Wow. I got to tell you, man, the hairs are standing up in the back of my neck. I've nearly got a tear in my eye. I'm absolutely blown away by that. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Fiona Looney is with us here, Keith. And were you at the auditions for Boyzone back in the day?
I was. Keith might remember this himself because obviously he was there as well. But I had a real soft spot for Stephen and indeed for Keith and all of them. But on the day of the auditions, when we told the lads that they, you know, had made it through to the group, the rest of them, like, bear in mind, Stephen was he 17, Keith, at that point?
17, yeah. Yeah. Stephen and Shane were 17, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, now Ronan was even younger, actually, but the rest of them were a bit older and they were all kind of high-fiving each other and they were, you know, they had a bit of confidence about them. And I noticed that Stephen was kind of standing over to one side and very quickly it was all very celebratory and we're going to go down to the pod and, you know, it's all going to be great. And I could see that Stephen was just a little bit uncomfortable about all this. So I just went over to him and I didn't have children myself, obviously, at the time, but I knew what was going on. I went over, I said, do you need to phone your mum? And he said, I do, yes. So I gave him the 20 pence to phone his mum. And once he got her permission to go, you know, it was kind of like it broke the news. But it was really interesting. His priority was from the get-go was his mother, his family, sharing the good news. He's absolute sweetheart.
And Keith, of course, you were brought together, so you wouldn't have known Stephen, would you have, before Boyzone were formed?
No, yeah. I never knew Stephen before. Stephen and Shane's sisters had kind of met before in various dance competitions around Ireland, around Dublin, so they kind of knew of each other.
Yeah.
But no, I was very blessed to be given a great friend in Stephen through Louis Walsh and Fiona Looney.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't a given that, you know, five lads thrown together were going to get on, but you did, famously.
Well, we absolutely did, you know, and we were very blessed to have got back together in late 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
And we did a very successful tour in 2008, 2009, right up until October 10th, 2009, when we lost Steo. But, you know, those 2 years now are the most valuable years for memories for me, because we had great, you know, we had a great 7 years together, you know, in the 90s at the peak of our success. But to get back together 7 years later and to have that quality time with each other was immense. It was absolutely beautiful, especially obviously when we lost Stephen. Then those years kind of played a huge part then in our memories.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And Brian McFadden and I have recently released an album called Strings Attached, Boys Life. Myself and Brian created this brand called Boys Life.
Yes.
We've been touring for the last 4 years. We released an album there earlier in July called Strings Attached, where we recorded our favourite Boyzone songs and Westlife songs with the Royal Philharmonic and 84-piece orchestra.
Wow.
And we peaked in the charts, in the download charts and in iTunes at number one in the UK, but we never expected it to in Ireland. And even if it was only for a couple of hours, we peaked in the iTunes charts in Ireland at number one.
Ah.
And in the memory of Stephen, if you got a hard copy of the album, the whole back page of the actual booklet in the album, we have a picture of Stephen and a little message to him, just trying to keep his memory alive.
And
we do it on stage every time we perform, and this now is just absolutely mind-blowing for me as his friend who misses him dearly, and my kids miss him dearly. So to have somewhere named after him now is just
brilliant.
Beautiful.
And what do you say in that, under the picture, on the sleeve?
We just go on to explain that the experience of recording these huge big songs from the 90s with an orchestra, that the one person that really, really would have enjoyed the process and the experience would most certainly be Stephen Gately. And there wasn't a day when we were in the studios and we recorded it in Abbey Road, and there wasn't a day that we were recording that we didn't actually think, you know, Stephen was in the room with us. So I honestly felt that. And, you know, back in the day of Boyzone, I never really got an opportunity to sing a lot of lead vocals. And I've worked really hard over the last few years with the vocals and singing the vocals that were very, very much Stephen's vocals.
Yeah.
I had to make sure that I did him proud and I did them justice, you know, and you leave the ego out of the room. And if the voice wasn't good enough at the time and Brian done it better than I did or whatever, we went with the better sound. But I really felt confident in the vocals that we sang, and I think we did them justice, and I know Stephen would have loved it. So we just decided, you know, we do a lot of things to try and keep the memory of Stephen alive, but we wouldn't have the power to be able to name a park after him. And I'm delighted that Dublin Council have acknowledged the talent that was Stephen Gately, and now they've put in place somewhere where his name will be remembered forever. And me, as an individual, I'm so grateful and thankful to them for that.
Listen, Keith, thanks so much for taking our call, and thanks for sharing your memories of the late Stephen Gately with us. And sure, you're always welcome here, you know that, so you must come in and have a longer chat with us one of the days.
Sure, listen, I'll come in to you in a couple of weeks, Ray, and we can shoot the breeze together.
Okay, right. See you, Keith. Good luck. See you. Bye.
See you. God bless, guys. Take good care.
Bye. Yeah, so I'd forgotten that you were there at the start of Boyzone, yeah? Were you on the panel, so to speak?
Yeah, the initial auditions, there were a couple of other people involved. But, I mean, that was like long before, I mean, Louis was, you know, completely, he was a civilian back then. And he had, while he'd great history managing Eurovision acts and kind of show bands, booking show bands and stuff, he'd no experience with the boy band thing. So it wasn't a big kind of, you know, it wasn't like the X Factor or anything like that. And it was mainly
92,
I think.
Yeah.
And it was mainly Chancers and Egypts, but amongst them, just some absolute diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, the guys were in the band. Colin Farrell, of course, famously auditioned. Shamefully, I don't remember that audition, I have to say. But no, it was a great experience. It was great being at the start of the Boyzone thing. And, you know, obviously later I worked with Keith on the stage. And I will just say the relationship with Keith and Stephen in particular was just at the core of that. Like, you know, Kitty, as Stephen used to call him, Kitty always looked out for Steo. Steo kind of looked up to him. He was sort of, there was a little bit of a big brother thing going on. They just adored each other. Yeah. They really did.
And what drove the success of Boyzone was personality, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, looking back on it, I mean, obviously Louis deserves like a huge amount of credit for taking a punt on them. But because there was no history of Irish boy bands, there was no, like, they didn't arrive, like, you know, they kind of were told, OK, you're going out to RTE on Friday, here's your bus fare. And there was no kind of hang on,
they were
where's
the
limo?
Irish pop band.
They
were
really
the first
were.
Irish pop
so,
band, yeah.
So there were no expectations, yeah. And they were willing to kind of slum it and, you know, go out these country venues and in through kitchens and rob the fried chicken and all manners of great stories. Yeah. They really should be told sometimes. Great stories.
There's a book in it, if not a movie. Fiona Looney, you were meant to come in to talk to us about the Leaving Cert results.
I was.
And what's the guy's name, the tennis player?
Djokovic. Novak Djokovic.
Who hit the poor lady in the neck with a tennis ball. But instead you ended up talking about Stephen Gately and Keith Duffy, which is probably comparable.
On the day that's in it, no harm.
Okay. Well, Fiona, you'll come back in and we'll shoot the breeze about other things.
But not when Keith Duffy's here, because we get sidetracked.
Great news about naming the park in Dublin. It says John Gately in Cork, probably a relation because there aren't many Gatelys around. And I'm sure it's going to be called the Stephen Gately Park. What else would it be called? That's it from us. Mary Wilson's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.